Yo.
Super XRP bros, back like we never left. Thanks for tuning in to episode 5 of our Woke Crypto Podcast. I'm Kai Soulfly, and I'm here with my brother Ghostfire.
Yo, what's good? So today we're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, this is a Woke Crypto Podcast, and we wouldn't be anything if we weren't talking about conspiracies and politics and what's going on in our day-to-day lives. And right now, with July 31st is going to be the last day that people get unemployment money. The economy is still going in, you know, waves and ripples of not knowing how our economic future is going. Sometimes our unemployment rate is going up, it's better, and sometimes it's going down and it's alleviated, but you know, in other states where, you know, people are congregating more and like coronavirus is taking a deeper hit, unemployment is rising. So with all the money that's been given into the economy with the coronavirus stimulus, so we are already like $3 trillion in debt, and like, so it doubles or some shit.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah. Because like, who are we really in debt to? We're just putting ourselves in a future debt, but who's to say that we owe this to anyone? Like, we need it right now, right? And I think that's a big part of the conspiracy.
Yeah, like this money is like arbitrary.
Yeah.
Like we just created arbitrary future money, doubled it. And like, it's just like, yo, we could have created this money the whole time, but maybe we're not like done seeing the effects of like what's happening with the economy from it. You know, a lot of people are still like predicting that, you know, prices are going to start rising, especially after like, if people don't get unemployment money, you know, people aren't going to be spending as much. And if people do get unemployment money, then we're just buying everything out, you know? It seems like we're stuck between a rock and a hard place. But yeah, so I'm thinking that, so come election time right now, the economy is always a big part of elections, you know? Like, how is this electorate gonna change our economic policy so that we're in a better position? And you know, according to like Donald Trump or like Republicans, they're always thinking, you know, how are we gonna beat China? How are we gonna beat China? And you know, China rolled out a central bank digital currency, right?
Yeah, the digital one. Although they're saying right now, because the news that we hear from China, it's a little bit delayed because they have closed borders, right?
Yeah, so, they're censored and shit.
Yeah, they're completely censored. So we don't know for sure. Some people said it started in May. Other sources I've heard said that, you know, they're still soft rolling it out. And like some sources are pretty much saying they haven't rolled it out yet. But it's in the news. It's in the media. It's known in our spectrum of consciousness.
Yep, exactly. And I see that at least in like my memory, in my view, I heard the news that China was rolling out this digital currency, and then a few days later, or like maybe a week or two later, I see that the Coinbase chief legal officer, Brian Brooks, takes like a role in the Office of Comptroller in the U.S. government. And to me, that just kind of signals to me that crypto is gonna start taking a role very soon. And you know, it's every 4 years, you know, come election time, something big is going to happen. We need something new, something to change. And right now, I think that some electorates are riding on race, you know, some electorates are riding on, I hope that I'm getting votes from this certain race. And other electorates are on the view of, oh, I have to, you know, cater to, you know, wealth. I have to cater to these rich people, and it's probably clear to see what sides I'm talking about.
Yep.
But that's how it is. And you know, if we're looking at what the Trump administration is doing right now, it's that they're bringing in crypto, they're trying to do something for the economy. Brian Brooks is the new deputy as of April 2020. And he's made statements, you know, to Steve Mnuchin that he's crypto friendly, that he believes that cryptocurrency is a future and it could help save costs. And like that's something that they're always saying, like crypto could help reduce costs, and that's not true for like all crypto, you know?
Yeah. Coincidentally, you know what else happens every 4 years along with elections?
What's good?
The Bitcoin halving.
Oh, a word, bro. Yo.
Got it. Oh, it's too coincidental, right? Everything's connected.
Yo, bro, you know what else happens every 4 years?
What? Leap years.
Leap years. you fucking knew it.
Yeah, hell yeah, bro. Was it this year a leap year?
Yeah, of course. Oh, I think they make election season a leap year.
That's crazy. So we had the Bitcoin halving this year. We had a leap year this year. We have the elections coming up this year, all in 2020. This is a huge year. And you know what? Everything comes in threes. It's the holy trinity of this year. That's why a lot of shit is going down the way it is. And
yo, bro, who did that come from? Everything goes in threes. Is that Einstein or Tesla?
Tesla. Definitely Tesla. Nikola Tesla. Yeah. He talks about, you know, how 3, 6, and 9 are the keys to the universe. But yeah, so there's some big things going on this year. And it's kind of funny how you bring up Donald Trump opposing sides and, like, you know, how some parties have to obviously cater to different race demographics, right? But, yep. You know, Trump is bringing in Brian Brooks into his administration. But in the stimulus bill before it passed, it was the Democrats that tried to write in a digital dollar, right?
They did try to do that to be able to pass on all of the stimulus checks to everyone because, you know, some people still don't have their stimulus checks, bro.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. But the big thing about it is that the Democrats wrote that into the bill, right? But Trump's administration, the Republicans, are bringing in Brian Brooks. So honestly, we always have to remember what we see in the news and what we see as this division is actually just controlled opposition. Like, there's always a greater plan. Like, you can't believe everything you see through one lens.
Oh, hell no. Of course.
Yeah. Because think about it. Everyone wants the digital dollar, but they're trying to distract you with all of this. You know, you got to pick a side, the elections, this, elections, that. So you don't get the main point. Like, everyone's going to be very, very consumed by the election coming up. You know what I mean? And we have so many things happening this year to talk about that people will get wrapped up in. And at the same time, they're just going to slide crypto under the radar.
Yo, you're right, bro. They be doing these things in secret. Like, we talked earlier and you heard that, like, you heard a little bit about Brian Brooks taking in the role in the office of comptroller, right?
Yes. And Brian Brooks is the ex-chief legal officer of Coinbase.
No doubt. But you know, you read about that and I read about that because we're very, you know, crypto-friendly people, you know? I think the vast majority of people wouldn't have heard that news. They're like, chief legal officer of Coinbase. Like, they don't get it. They don't care. Like, and it wasn't, you know, really covered by the media. It was covered by CoinDesk, you know? Exactly. But the whole, you know, Democrats, you know, imposing a bill to have a central digital currency created, like, that was in the media, and it seemed as though, you know, they were shooting down, like, the Trump administration was shooting down cryptocurrency as a whole. But then, like, under the covers, they're instilling someone who's very, you know, crypto friendly, and it's all like a play, you know? They're all just trying to let us see these things in the media while they do some shit in the fucking back that they hope no one fucking realizes.
Yeah, and that's why independent media is so important. That's why you have to invest in the future of the internet and open source technology.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're sweeping these things under the rug while we're distracted by other things. We got other things going on in the world, but, you know, no one cares that the Coinbase chief legal officer is now in our government, you know? Like, there's real crypto heads now in our government, and that wouldn't have been true like a year or two ago. And, you know, I'm just thinking like it's happening now because it's crunch time. It's election time. It's every 4 years. It's that fourth year. Something big has to happen if someone wants to win this election, you know, because right now it's just between two old white racist pedophile kind of dudes, you know?
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the state of our nation.
Yeah, that's the reality of it. And we're going to have to pick one or the other. And I know like everyone is kind of like, I don't want either, you know, like at least in our age group, like we're beyond the whole like, oh, I'm like so loyal to the Democratic Party, because most people our age, we're like, we're not old white people. We don't care about the Democratic Party or some shit, or like the Republican Party. We just have our own ideals and care about, you know, what affects us personally, really.
It's true.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that come this election time, either on the Democratic side or the Republican side, they're gonna have to either make a big statement on racial injustice and racial inequality, because, you know, that's the topic of all of our questions right now, or it's gonna be about how people are gonna get money, because money's always relevant. How are we gonna fix our economy while, you know, we have everyone unemployed about with coronavirus, because that hasn't gone away yet.
Yeah, like you said, they're both old racist white dudes, right? So which one's really gonna help everyone get some money? Money solves a lot of fucking problems, all right? And
it was not my problem.
Whoever is going to help everyone get more money is the better choice. And honestly, we don't know who the better choice is. I, for one, like to believe that it doesn't matter who's president. We're just going to go in the direction we're going to go anyways. I think government is definitely just a puppet show that the media gets to play to get people thinking in this one realm of consciousness.
I agree on that. They want you thinking on one realm, but they also want to divide you into two.
Yeah, which makes it even worse.
Yo. Exactly. Finance is going to be a really big part of the next election. And like we all know, like at least you and me, we know that the whole elections, it's all a show. Like they're going to put in power whoever they want to put in power. But what we can see is that maybe they don't want us to really know about crypto, you know, or really I feel like the US government wants us to think that they're against it, but like actually like they're bringing dudes in, you know, like there have been multiple times that Donald Trump has even said, you know, like I'm not with cryptocurrency, Bitcoin's a sham, yada yada yada. Yeah. but they bringing in this dude, you know.
Yeah,
and it's like, okay, they're bringing in this dude. And you know, even Democrats, you know, even if it didn't pass, they want it. They want crypto. We know crypto's going somewhere. So
we all want crypto. I'm pretty sure Trump wants crypto too. Like he's anti-Bitcoin, but he's not anti-crypto. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but I think that they're trying to, you know, disguise it in front of the masses, you know? Like they don't want us to invest in crypto right now. That's why it's still low.
Crypto's still if we're talking about economics, we definitely have to remember that if too many individuals are investing in, then there's going to be way too many people getting rich, right? And if there are way too many people getting rich, that leaves less workers to actually serve these riches. Because we have a system. Like, out of all the chaos, we got to remember that, you know, there's order in society. And if too many people are getting rich, it fucks up the system, unfortunately.
Exactly. And, you know, there could only be 1% in the top 1%.
Exactly.
Or else the system's fucked. Or else their whole top 1% system doesn't work out. Yeah. And while, like, you know, they have to, the nature of cryptocurrency is that it's open to the public. You know, they can't stop that from happening.
Yeah.
They can't stop people from investing directly. But they could de-incentivize you, if that's a real word.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think it's inevitable that there is going to be a fall of the 1%. And not saying that, you know, these people who are in the 1% are like going to get taken away. They're still going to have their money. But the idea of 1%, I think, is going to change to 2%. Because we're in 2020. This is the era of the 2000s, right?
Yeah, I like that.
More fair, to make it more fair and to have more economic equality, we're moving to 2%. 2% of the world own more wealth now. Because now that more wealth is being generated through crypto, there has to be a way for more people to get in, changing that 1% to 2%.
Yeah, and it's inevitable.
The wealth must be distributed.
And just for our woke people out there, this transition is also, you know, the age of Aquarius. It's like in the 2000s, that's when the age of Aquarius began. And that's when like things are really going to start to change after like the past 1,000 years of like this, you know, white male dominance. And this is like a more, you know, free era of peace, or so like the spiritual, you know, woke websites will tell you.
Yeah. And that's why we're seeing a lot more, you know, equality. You see a lot more people standing together in solidarity in dark times.
Yeah. And I think something about that, it's happening like globally, you know, like we're standing together, united everywhere around the world, you know, like with the George Floyd murder, people around the world, you know, in different countries, not just in America, are standing up against police brutality. And it's showing that we're a global community. And it's just kind of funny how, you know, crypto might be able to bring us together globally as well, you know, instead of having like all of our, you know, banks, everything separate, you know, a cryptocurrency could in one way unify us all together in the financial spectrum.
Yep. That reminded me of something. So like you said, like, you know, we're a global society, we're a global community, right? What's so negative about a new one world order? Like, isn't the division and all these borders in the first place is what caused the problem? And everyone's looking at these globalists like it's something bad.
That's your perspective, bro. I mean, like, here's the thing. It depends on like how it's played out. And if it goes in the form that they use, you know, like crypto for control, it's not too good. But if we're able to keep checks on, you know, our government, and things are able to be more transparent and decentralized in our communities, then things are better. Or if, you know, we're able to have a great transfer of wealth and the people who obtain that wealth are able to make changes in our community to fight against, you know, the negative aspects of that one world order, there would be change.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, what I'm saying is, isn't that why we get into crypto in the first place? Like, decentralized distributed ledgers. And now, like in the 2020s, you're saying, you know, we're in the age of Aquarius. We're moving up the spectrum, right? We're moving from 3D to 4D consciousness. And that's why crypto was created, to make everything more fair, more decentralized, more distributed. The governments, if they do choose to adopt this technology, it means that humanity, or at least in my eyes, right? Because, you know, this is my own way of seeing life. But in my eyes, I see it as, you know, humanity kind of getting its act together.
Like, having a one world government, I think, isn't a bad idea. But their way of going about it might be. But all in all, to reach four-dimensional consciousness, we're going to have to be transparent with each other about money, our transactions, what we're doing, and blockchain is the only way we can do that.
Yeah.
It's weird, you know, like you might have think like we achieve 4D in another way, but at least for us, it's kind of technological.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's cool to think about, you know, we're blessed to be able to live in this time and to be able to witness these advances and to witness this shift in consciousness.
Same here. And, you know, there's the thing. It's gonna, for blockchain technology to have to go through, like, to the world follows the United States, right? So then once the U.S., like, really adopts it and says, like, hey, we're good on this technology, then the whole world's gonna follow suit. And, you know, I just read this news article that Ripple believes that by 2021, mid-2021, they'll have global expansion into all 195 countries. And I mean, We're super XRP bros. Always got to bring it back to that. I definitely think that this upcoming election, or maybe a little time afterwards, it's going to be revealed that XRP had a part, or Ripple had a part to play in, maybe helping smooth along our U.S. economy, or being part of the idea that will be pushed forward, because things don't implement right away. But during the debates, one of the electors can easily say, we're going to implement cryptocurrency, or we're going to, implement some form. And maybe because of disclosure, they might not say Ripple. But because we know Ripple is headquartered in, Washington, D.C., they're close there. They have countries, they have what offices all around the world that would make it easy for the U.S. to communicate and, barter with other countries in a more liquid way. And right now, they have the confidence they need. Ripple has the confidence to really manifest success in this.
Yeah.
They believe that they're going to be globally expansive, and they're actively taking the steps to do it. And my dude, Brad Garlinghouse, I think he's part of the light.
Yeah, I think he's part of the light too. He was on a list, in the top ranked 100 people that has big influence on Islamic economics. And I was like, wow, Brad Garlinghouse, he's got...
Hey, up there.
Yeah, that article was crazy. I was like, this is a holy man. You know what I mean?
I looked at him in the interview, I just read his name, I'm like, Brad Garlinghouse, this dude sound like a dick, right? Yeah. But then I watched some of the interviews and seeing him with his glasses on, I'm like, I think this dude's an upstanding guy. He's an okay kind of dude.
If you had to have a white guy on your side, you pick that guy.
I'm saying, if I looked at Jeff Epstein, I would have known. I would have been like, this dude's a creep.
Yeah.
Right away.
Exactly. You can tell. You can just tell. You know what I mean? And I have utmost confidence in Ripple and XRP. And, they're partners. And they got partners on partners on partners on partners.
On partners.
On partners, bro. They got so many partners. It's ridiculous. And that's why mainstream media is doing their best to keep people away from crypto. Because if this was common knowledge, everybody would be getting rich.
Or, the 1% can't get rich enough, and that's why they're still suppressing the price. And that's why there's, tell me this, bro. Tell me if you believe this. I believe they have bots spreading fear on YouTube comments or on Reddit comments and shit.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It's so clear.
It's ridiculously clear. And that's why we make this podcast. That's why we have this YouTube channel, Super XRP Bros, bringing y'all the truth.
Yep. And if you got some bags, just hodl it. Because some people, they're going to keep trying to dissuade you from XRP until it hits mainstream. They're going to, all your friends, all the bots on Reddit, they're going to tell you, no, sell your bags. They're going to tell you to buy some dumb shit like Tron.
Yeah, it has to be bots telling you that XRP is a scam when XRP is named everywhere. Ripple is official as fuck. And if you guys still think it's a scam after all this official as fuck news, you're fucking dumb. I'm not trying to back anyone who listens to our podcast, but I'm gonna let you know, if you listen to this FUD about Ripple, you need to meditate or something, okay?
Yo, if you listen to the FUD, you deserve to lose your XRP. Come on. We're showing y'all the evidence. They got government documents with XRP and Ripple named in it, but no one reads government documents. They're long and boring as shit. But
exactly. Peep this. I'm gonna definitely put some ties together for you guys, right? So first of all, when XRP was first created, it was called OpenCoin, to model after Bitcoin, to be a better Bitcoin. And completely open source. Okay. Next, XRP. A lot of people think that XRP stands for XRapid, right? that's when they did the whole rebranding in like 2013, 2014, right?
But sure.
An IMF document from 2004 uses the acronym XRP as exchange rate peg. And what market is XRP in? Cross-border payments. All right.
No way, bro.
Yeah. XRP was created to control the Forex market. And that's why a lot of people are thinking, and I think that XRP can be $20,000 per at Bitcoin's all-time high. And you know what? Bitcoin's great. It started off everything. And that's where we got our open coin from. But it was just a catalyst to get the idea going. Everything that Bitcoin's done is based off pure speculation, right? Like utility's kind of there, but it's a prototype. That's all it is. Yep. XRP, exchange rate peg. Look for that. Look for it in the future. Trust. Not financial advice. Do your own research, but trust.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah. Did you know that?
No, I didn't fucking know that, man.
That's why it's so liquid, and that's why the fees are so low. That's how the Forex traders make money. It's off the fees completely.
Yo, bro. Just a tangent. Are you day trading, right?
Yeah.
And like, so if you're day trading, I finally got approved for Binance. So I was like, all right, let me start day trading. Let me try this. And you know, if you buy on Binance, like right away, they have like a big fee. If you buy like crypto with like your credit card,
yeah,
they got a big fee. So they suggest buying from a different exchange and then just sending it, because when you send it, there's no like, they only have like the standard like server fee.
Wait, are you on Binance or Binance US?
Binance US.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on Binance US, and then so you only pay like the transaction cost fee instead of like other like company fees that they want to make you pay if you just transfer crypto instead of buying it. So I buy from crypto.com. I tried doing Bitcoin, right? And the transaction fee, like I'm already paying like a little bit more for the Bitcoin because that exchange has it as at a higher price than Binance has like the most quantity of it, so they have it at a lower price. So I buy it, and I'm already buying it at a higher price, and then on top of that, I'm paying like to send it for Bitcoin, I'm paying like about like $1.50 in fees, you know?
It's
not too much, but on top of that, like on top of buying like the Bitcoin for like a higher price, like I couldn't like make a profit selling it on Binance, you know?
Yeah.
But if I tried it again, and like if you do it with XRP, the whole fee is just one XRP, and it's just 20 cents right now instead of like $4 that I would have wasted using Bitcoin.
Yeah, exactly. You can't do that with Bitcoin. Like XRP is so liquid, man. On-demand liquidity.
Yeah, and I was able to just exchange it to the new exchange in like 1 minute. Bitcoin, it took me like 45 minutes, and like the market already changed at that point, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly. It doesn't settle fast enough, you know?
Yeah, so that's just my tangent about XRP. Like, it works like in my real time right now, like for whatever reason, and in this market, you know? And it's meant for this. It's meant to have a small transaction fee.
And we're not even incentivized by Ripple. This video is no way sponsored by Ripple. We're just very passionate about XRP. And that's why we gotta give you guys this information, because there's real utility in our lives. No doubt when we see regulation in the future that there's going to be utility in the world, and that's your opportunity to make money. And for all you know, speculative investors and people kind of looking at XRP from the sideline, like honestly, there's no reward without a little bit of risk, but I honestly feel that the risk reward ratio is really great in XRP.
Yep. I agree. And for anyone, you know, listening to us and they want to stack their bags, they're trying to, or you're just thinking about getting some bags, do it before this upcoming election season. Do it before November, because, you know, once November hits, maybe the price dips a bit, but after that, it's gonna go up once they start talking about cryptocurrencies in these debates, because economics will be a really big part of us moving forward as a country. you definitely want to buy into your cryptocurrency now rather than later.
Yeah. As Robert Kiyosaki says, savers are losers. So, you know, any cash you got on the sidelines, not financial advice, but it's probably better to buy it into an asset that won't depreciate like fiat. Because if you save your money, you're losing 2% a year just due to inflation.
Yep.
Put your money in some crypto, something that we trust to hold its value because it's not as volatile as the rest of the crypto market.
Definitely not. It's stable right now. You can buy it in and like not feel bad about what you're buying into right now. And then one day it will skyrocket and you're going to be glad like, hey, I got it in at the 18 to 21 cent range. That's perfect. I'm not those losers who bought in after the hype got on after the election debates and someone heard the term XRP for the first time and investors were like, buy, buy, buy. And now it's like $3.
There are some people, they're going to say that people like you and me, bro, that we got lucky. And we're not lucky. Like, we did the work, we did the research, you know?
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah.
And we're smart.
That's it.
We're smart, we're aware, and anyone else, you know, listening to this, you're also smart and you're also aware for doing your research and, you know, giving things a chance. Giving independent media a chance to gain new perspectives and really figure things out for yourself.
Amen, bro. Amen.
But yeah, I think that's a good spot to end. You got any closing thoughts on the whole, upcoming election or, you know, XRP going global, my dude?
Yeah. Yo, whoever you guys pick, just do it with the best intentions. You know what I mean? For everyone.
Yep.
You think will really benefit every single person in our country because that's your job as an American.
Yeah, and you know, don't let other people persuade you. Just, you know, do your research and then vote with your best heart, your best conscience, and then, you know, whatever happens, happens. But either way, Democrat or Republican, we see crypto just moving forward no matter what happens.
Definitely.
All right, that was Super XRP Bros. World 1-5. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel if you like our steez.
Smash the like button or smash the dislike button if you didn't like the video because we don't really care.
Yeah, you know, we love our haters too.
My love for everyone. We're 4D, baby.
Yeah, 4D, baby. All right, we out?
We out.
All right, let's you go.
Let's fucking go.
Hey. All right, good shit, bro. Good shit.
No, that was pretty good.